Things are pretty insecure as well these days in Tunisia, whether you're a woman or a man. The most obvious example is the attack a week ago at a beachfront resort where a gunman massacred 38 tourists. Police there say they've arrested 8 people and claim security services have been able to uncover and destroy the network behind the operation. But one group of young people wonder if Tunisia will ever really destroy the terror networks. They're breakdancers with a troupe designed in part to counter the attraction of Islamic radicals. Marine Olivezi revisits the Rocking Steps crew in Sidi Bouzid.
In a low-budget video, a young man spins, flips, and slides. It's probably become the most viral breakdancing clip to ever come out of Tunisia, for the wrong reasons. Ilyes, 18, cracks a joke. He's a poor dancer, he says, but a skilled terrorist. Seyfeddine Rezgi, the teenager on the 2010 video, shot dead 38 tourists on a beach last week, the worst attack in Tunisia's history.
How are you?
Hello! Hey, a long time!
Over a year ago, I came to Sidi Bouzid, the birthplace of the Arab Spring, to report on this joyful bunch of b-boys. But the Rocking Steps crew's talents extended well beyond the dance floor. They were touring the country, organizing workshops in small towns and villages. The group was supported by USAID at the time. Wissam Misawi, their project supervisor, told me their efforts were invaluable in the fight against extremism.
The youth problem, especially in the interior of the country, it's like they don't feel belong to anything. They don't feel belong to their society. They feel marginalized. And that's why they are like easy attracted by the extremist group and by the violence group and by the criminals.
It's hard to tell how committed Rezgi was to breakdance 5 years ago. But whatever happened next in his life makes one thing clear. His love for breakdance didn't stop him from turning terrorist. I ask the b-boys of Sidi Bouzid what they make of him, a seemingly westernized dude who opens fire at Western tourists sunbathing. And the thing is, they aren't that shocked. Nidal Boulegi has trained up to 250 dancers across the country over the past years. After the revolution, extremists were on the rise in this mostly secular country. Nidal saw firsthand the cultural clash play out, and he saw the radical groups win over several of his friends.
Breakdancers, artists, and musicians were all prime targets for radicals. They keep telling us that we're not Muslims, that we have no God. And the minute a dancer gets into trouble because he's broke, for example, they use that to take him away from dance. These extremists, they offer you money, they offer you a job. At first they're like, you know, just come and pray at the mosque. They tell you it's okay to dance as long as you're praying. Then later on they tell you you should stop listening to the music because it's the music of infidels. You know, I have a friend who was training without music for a while, then he just stopped dancing.
It could well be Seyfeddine Rezgi's story too. He came from a working class family and moved away from his tiny hometown to continue his studies. Local reports have said the Islamic group he socialized with at university was paying his rent, so it's not a stretch to imagine he was lured in the same way. Nidal can only guess, but one thing he knows as a breakdancer, and a successful one, is that the lack of support here for the arts is overwhelming. You go from frustration to more frustration, he says, until you reach a breaking point.
When I hit a wall, I stay calm. I try to figure out something else, even if I see dream after dream being shattered. Others might be weaker. I see friends posting stuff on Facebook about ISIS all the time, celebrating them. They don't necessarily do it because they embrace their ideas. It's more like cursing at the system.
That rage against society will go on as long as young people feel the deck is stacked against them, says Nidal. Joining ISIS just seems like a better way to play out anger than breakdancing these days, because everybody's scared of ISIS. Now, though, Nidal is worried everybody will be scared of breakdancers, too.
Before, I was proud to be a dancer. Now I'm wondering if he did that, maybe another breakdancer will do the same. It's scary to see that dancers, extremists, terrorists, they all look the same now. One friend of mine, who's a cop, told me right after the attack, he looked just like you. Same hair, same clothes. As breakdancers, we used to stand out. What are we going to do now?
So it's now almost 2 a.m, and there are a dozen guys breakdancing in the hallways of a outdoor shopping center. Obviously, everything is closed, They've got the place for themselves, and that's pretty much the only place where they can practice. So they come here and train at 2 a.m. The music comes from a cell phone. Their footwork performed on a dirty floor. The routine they're doing now made them finalists this year in the prestigious Red Bull's annual breakdance competition, a rare showcase of their talents. Nidal says there used to be 12 big events a year right after the revolution. Now the funding has dried up and only two remain. He was invited to perform in France this month, but couldn't get a visa. Yet another blow to his dreams. I'm not sure how long we'll keep going, he says. We train and train, but without a dance school and more shows, it just seems pointless. It's like spinning in a vacuum. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi in Sidi Bouzid, Tunisia.
When you think of breakdancing, New York City likely comes to mind, but after you see these guys do their thing, Tunisia might just change your thinking. Marine shot a great video of these B-boys. You can watch it at PRI.org.